Full Time.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Full Time. Matt Jones here, and there's been brilliant action in terms of sport on your TV over the last few days. And I've got to admit, I've been glued to the snooker, particularly the final yesterday of the World Championships as Mark Williams took on John Higgins. Now, I'm not sure many people predicted that these two would meet in the final, but it finished 18-16 to Williams, his first title since 2003. One person who did confidently come on the show nearly 3 weeks ago now, though, and predict that Williams would have a good run in the tournament was our man at Snookerbacker on Twitter. Now, I can speak to Tim now. You must be over the moon.
Oh, Matt. Well, you know, I'm not gonna gloat on your show. I'm far too modest for that. But yeah, it was fantastic. You know, he was just fabulous, wasn't he?
It's just been a remarkable tournament because we saw a number of the high-profile players knocked out early on, the likes of Mark Selby, the defending champion, for example, Ronnie O'Sullivan going out in round two when he's had arguably the best year of his career. Mark Williams kind of just kept on going through. But as I say, 15 years since he last won the title, 15 years since he was last in the final. What has given him this resurgence?
Well, I mean, he's had a much-documented new coaching regime called Site Right, which is difficult to explain on the radio because you need to draw lines everywhere. But basically, it's about the alignment of the shot. And, you know, Mark has put all his recent success down to changes that he's made with his cue action based on this technique. But, you know, apart from that, you can't just do it like that. You've got to have something else. And obviously, he's a champion. You know, he's been a champion. And the confidence has given him as well. You know, that I think has carried him through just as much as his change in the technique has. And at 43, you know, he's the oldest champion since Ray Reardon back in 1978, I think. So, you know, it's some achievement. I mean, in the record books, you know, someone would look through and look at his name, you know, 15 years ago and then think, oh, it must be a different Mark Williams won in 2018. But no, it's the same one. And, he's fabulous.
And to do it against his old rival, John Higgins, as well.
Yeah, I mean, they've grown up together. I mean, he made great stock of the time that they first met when they were both 15 in something called the Meter World Masters, which even I don't remember, and I know my snooker pretty well. And they met when they were 15 and that, and, you know, they've been meeting ever since in these big events. Interestingly, it's only the second time they met at the Crucible, and Mark's won both times. What an amazing final to have in this day and age when most courts, people are getting younger.
Well, to put it into perspective, Mark Williams didn't even qualify for the tournament last year. And as he said in his post-match interview, I was just watching it in my caravan.
Yeah, he goes to his caravan when he gets knocked out and goes for a sulk in the game of bingo. He's that kind of character, you know. He's a big family man and everything. And yeah, it's been such a change for him. And, you know, his wife, Jo, had a big influence on him carrying on. You know, at one point he was seriously thinking of just packing it in because he was sick of getting beat, which people who win things, but, you know, it's never fun to sit there and wonder why you can't win anymore. And like he said, you know, he thought that days like yesterday were beyond him, but they're clearly not. And, you know, he's still got a couple of years left in him, you know, so you never know. He could even do it again.
I have to say, if you don't mind a bit of swearing, go and check out Mark Williams on Twitter and his celebrations from over the last 24 hours, really. Well, it all started after winning his semi-final. He went out for a kebab in Sheffield at about 2 o'clock in the morning, which obviously led to some rather good headlines the next morning. He's been celebrating pretty much since he finished yesterday.
Yeah, he's a bit unconventional as Mark when it comes to, you know, your standard snooker player who likes to be in bed early and all that kind of thing. But he'd had a really long semi-final as well, which I think people forget, which is amazing that he's come back and had such a long final as well and been, you know, as good as he is. But yeah, he was in a kebab shop at like 2:15, I think, on the day before the final. You know, he was taking sweets off the audience members to keep his energy up on the first day. He's just a one-off, you know. He's a true one-off, and he might even be snooker's first sports personality of the year. You know, you never know. The way he is with people and the way he comes across with fans is fabulous. You know, he's what you get is what you see, and I think a lot of people relate to him.
He's a very popular player. Going to have to try and get him on the show. It'd be great to speak to him. You're listening to Radio City Talk. Well, that'd be fantastic. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to at Snookerbacker off Twitter about the World Championships, which came to an end yesterday. Now, one thing we should mention is that Mark Williams promised to do his press conference naked if he won the tournament. And he was good to his word.
Yeah, I don't think there's any surprise there for people that know him that he, you know, you knew when he said it that if he did it, you know, if he did win that he'd do it. And, you know, he did. And again, what can you say to that? You know, there's a lot of people just staring at it in disbelief, really. You know, we're used to seeing people just going with their bow ties and, you know, probably chalking their cue while they're talking to people. But no, his was very different. And again, if you want to check that out, it's all over the internet.
I did enjoy it. The first thing he said in the press conference was, "It's cold in here." The second thing was he said was, "Please don't get too close."
Yeah, and he's also said that he'll do it again next year, but he'll do cartwheels in this time. So if he wins it again next year, so, you know, he'll probably be true to his word again.
It really is a fantastic achievement. It's been a brilliant 2 weeks as well. Great to see him resurgent, but also I think there are a few players who are really beginning to emerge from that are a younger age on the world scene. Kyron Wilson is one of them. Yes, he got to the Masters final earlier this year, but he got to the semis at the World Championships, and you feel that a breakthrough for him might not be too far away.
No, I think Kyron's got future world champion written all over him, and I wouldn't say that lightly. A lot of people do say that lightly. A lot of people would say that about a lot of players, but I think it's fairly obvious to someone who has an eye for snooker, and I know a lot of people who, you know, are very, very, very good players who are also saying the same thing about Kyron. He could easily have won it this year, but he just came short against Higgins, who was fantastic. But yeah, there's him. I mean, there's been a lot of talk this week. Barry Hearn's been having a go at some of the younger players, saying they're going a bit soft, and that's why these older guys, the dad's army in snooker, are taking over. So I think he's aiming that specifically at people like Judd Trump and Ding Junhui. I think he's forgetting that Mark Selby's not actually that old, and he's already won 3 titles. But yeah, he's had his words about this, you know, the sort of Grey Brigade, the Silver Potters, sort of getting to the final this year.
He has, and it's interesting, never one to shy away from making a controversial comment at Barry Hearn, but there were a few players who will be disappointed that he's come out and said that.
Yeah, I think Judd in particular will probably take that as a personal sort of swipe at him. He was very unlucky, Judd. I mean, he was lucky to get through the first round, but he was very unlucky against Higgins. He could easily have beaten him. Ding does what he does quite a lot, and he starts tournaments fantastically, and then just throws in bad performances for whatever reason. He's been guilty of that quite a bit in recent years, not particularly in the Worlds, but in other tournaments as well. He's looked like he was going to steamroller everyone, and then he just doesn't for one reason. But I think, you know, people who've been there and done it realise just what a marathon it is, and winning it the first time is the hardest. And so, you know, they're still young enough to still win it multiple times. But time is running out, and the longer you leave it to win the first one, then the harder it gets.
Yeah, certainly. So it would be fantastic to see Mark Williams get a fourth crown next year, though, certainly. One of the best tournaments you can remember in recent years?
Definitely, yeah. I've really enjoyed it. I think the fact that it was a coin toss when we got to the semi-finals is great, because, you know, there wasn't any clear outright favourite there at all. And yeah, everyone loves a kind of bit of nostalgia as well, don't they? And for me, that was a perfect final, really.
And just remind people what price you did get on Mark Williams at the start of the tournament.
Oh, you've put me on the spot again. I got 40-1 in the Masters. I backed him in January when he had a decent win over Selby in the Masters.
There you go. If you want to get some snooker tips, listen to this guy. Tim, thanks for your time as always, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Of course, Matt. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
This is Full Time.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.